Thank you for
Hello.
calling XPO Logistics. Hello, I'm Nina.
Hi, Nina. It's Stacy at the Home Depot in East Haven, Connecticut, 6223 calling.
Okay, you said Stacy at which Home Depot store?
6223 East Haven, Connecticut.
Okay, and how can I help you today, Stacy?
Okay, so I'm calling about customer Constance Scott. Let me give you her PO number. PO number is 2344-5435.
2344-5435.
Yes.
Store 6232.
6223.
6223. Okay, have one moment. I'm accessing that PO. It's still loading. Okay, and Miss Constance is on River Road in Guilford.
Right.
Okay. How can I help you with this account?
Okay. She was supposed to get her wall oven and a over-the-range microwave installed today. Now, in the order, I see that it's scheduled for September 30th.
It's on hold.
Why is it on hold?
Status. Let's see. Today's the 5th.
Right. The store was notified.
It says a customer does not show as having a valid schedule service set up for today assigned to us. And they saying the same thing I'm saying, that it's still on hold. When did they confirm? Customer is thinking she is scheduled for today.
Yeah, that's she called and said she found a note that says October 5th.
But she had to confirm that.
Yeah.
She has to, this is you
know,
all, Home
I
Depot.
Know,
that is
yep,
her fault.
No, there's
I hate
no
to say
notes
that.
In here. There's no notes in here, you know, did customer confirm or anything. So
it's not going to be scheduled until they confirm. The order
okay,
was created. It was created on the 23rd.
Right.
Measure. Model number, Holloway.
What is the next date that you have available?
Let's see.
Is there anything available today or tomorrow?
Well, and I can call the technician.
Can you?
Yes. Because he
totally
had it blocked out.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to call
yeah.
him anyway. Let's see.
Right.
Did they, all the way I see, they open to reschedule.
Because like, she's so heated, Nina. I gotta do some damage control here.
Okay, but you have to tell her the truth. You have to confirm.
Yeah, I'm going to tell
everything.
Her that.
And if she don't confirm the pre-call, it's going to be another ball drop. You have to confirm
right.
every call. And don't
right.
expect a phone number because it's from their phone, and we don't have their phone numbers.
Exactly.
You know, they're personal.
Right.
I tell the customers, answer the phone. If you know you got a scheduled date, a appointment, answer the phone all day.
Yep,
you know,
all
until
day.
The call, until the pre-call. Hold one moment. Yeah. Let me call the technician, see, because I don't even see... Because we tried to work on it on the 24th. And we tried to work on it. What happened? Because I see it scheduled for the October the 29th. That is because they can't reach the customer?
See, in my system, I have it scheduled. Somehow it's scheduled.
For September the 30th. But it is on hold. So what they did.
I don't know who scheduled that, you know.
What they did was, when they do it like that, that's the next available date. From the September 24th, when the our regional worked on this. They got it on the 23rd, worked on it on the 24th, and it was from open to reschedule to October the 29th. When they do that, that means they couldn't reach the customer.
Okay. Because I don't even see any notes in here or anything from you or from the store, so I'm a little confused.
And it says delivery date was October the 2nd.
Right. They delivered Saturday. So if there's any way you can find out, hopefully the tech is available. You said he had the time blocked off.
The whole schedule is blocked out, so that means I would have to call him to confirm a date.
Okay. Can I hold?
Certainly. Hold one moment.
Thank you so much, Gina.
Oh, you're welcome. Nina with the N, Nancy.
Yeah, Nina. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
thought
sorry.
You said Dina.
No, Nina. That's a pretty name. I like it.
Thank you. Hold one moment.